This is one of my favorite stories in all of Scripture, because I've seen all of the creches and the nativity scenes, and I have a few in my house, and you may have some in your house. Yours may be packed away, mine aren't yet. There's always just these three wise people, and maybe one camel, or maybe two camels, maybe three, and all the pictures seem to show these three men and these three camels. Now, they came from the east, and there wasn't a super highway, and there wasn't any fast food along the way, and there weren't places for rest areas, and there weren't hotels on each traffic corner. So I imagine it was more than three camels. They had to carry the tents they slept in on this journey. They had to carry all the food that they were bringing with them. They had all the gifts, and they probably brought servants, because they weren't people who cooked. They were the elite of their culture, so they had servants with them. So can you imagine how long that caravan might have been, and how long it may have taken them to get to Jerusalem? And the scripture tells us that they saw the star at its rising. So these were seekers, seeking the stars, seeking spiritual understanding of what the universe was all about. So I'm assuming it was probably around the time that she conceived that the star rose. So they traveled, possibly, all 9 months of Mary's pregnancy, following the star in the sky. And because they were people of renown and wealth, they figured, who better to know where the king has been born than the king? So they visited Herod to find out, where was this baby born? Now, did you notice in the scripture it says something to the effect that when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him? Well, they may not have known about this king. Now, anybody who knows about King Herod knows that he threatened and killed anybody who threatened his power. So when King Herod was frightened, yeah, everybody was frightened too, because no one knew who was going to get it next. So they were afraid because the king was afraid. And if the king was afraid, they didn't know what was going to happen next. So when he finds out where this baby's born, he wants to know more information, and he secretly calls these wise men in and asks them to go and find out for him. So one might think they left everything there and went to Bethlehem. Wouldn't you do that and then come back and pick up the rest of that big long caravan and go? But they took everything with them. They took it all with them. So let's stop there as they're traveling to Bethlehem and think about Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. Now, we just spent Christmas celebrating the shepherds and the angels and this visit to the nativity scene and all of the noise that happened, and that they were in this place because there was no room in the inn. That must have been very hectic for baby Jesus and Mary. Well, the census is over. People have gone home. Shepherds went back to their fields, back to tell the story that they had heard, tell the good news to those who would listen. And Mary and Joseph may have had room now at the inn. So they've probably settled in to as much of a routine as a mother and husband and baby can settle into. You know, he sleeps, he eats, he does those things that nature does and starts all over again. And she's probably taking some deep breaths, trying to absorb what's happened in her life. And pondering the shepherds, the angels, and all the words that have come. And maybe thinking, I can do this. I can take care of this baby. It's not as threatening as I thought it was going to be. And suddenly, you probably could see them because they were making a dust cloud, comes this parade, this caravan of wise men and all of their servants, their whole retinue. And they get there and they present these gifts. Suddenly, life has changed again. People of renown have come and brought these special gifts to Jesus. And I can't help but think, my goodness, She must once again be very overwhelmed with the aspect of who this child, people from the East knew who my baby was. But they're also seekers who paid attention to their dreams, paid attention to the movement of the Spirit, and they went home a different way. As we think about this story, and we think about God in our lives, God with us, baby, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. We are seekers too. Now, we keep seeking things. Some of us seek joy. Some of us seek happiness. Some of us seek financial security. We're all seeking something. But when we're seeking God, when we're seeking God, lights shine everywhere to point us the way. Sometimes they're dreams. Sometimes they're people. Sometimes they're moments. Sometimes they're scriptures. But there's a light shining. God's seeking us too. That's what that star was about. God was seeking people. God is seeking us too. And so when we get found, when we get to that place where we're finally there, with the presence of God with us, when we are found, we can't go back to the way we were, can we? We can't return to that which is evil, that which was towards death, because we don't read the next scripture and know what Herod does next. But if they had returned, death would come. Death is going to come to Bethlehem. When God comes into our light and is the light that shines into our darkness is redeemed. And we are transformed. We are changed by the encounter, and we can't go back to the old way. We have to turn and go a different way. Think about the baggage they brought. How much baggage do we bring to the cross? We get to leave it there and turn and go a different way. So think about the places and moments in your life where God has revealed God's self, those light moments when you have seen God pointing the way to where you must go. Now, God's also pointing us as a body of Christ, as Plank Chapel, into a direction, into a way that we can go. What my prayer is that we'll see what that direction is. I haven't gotten the GPS map yet, but at some point, God will reveal what our path as the body of Christ here is. But God also reveals what your individual paths are. If you pay attention to those markers, to the signs in the skies, to the dreams that you have, to the scriptures you read, to the life of prayer that you have, to the study you have, God points the way for you to go. And all you have to do is follow. And every encounter of Christ in that path is a change in your life. And you never go back to the way you were. Well, one of those pointers, one of those direction guiding markers for us is this table where we encounter the presence of God. And in a moment, we're going to do the liturgy and we're going to have a prayer of confession prior to it. But we believe as United Methodists is that the real presence is here when we pray that prayer of the Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. That God is here in this place. That the light is shining here. That the light is shining out of this place into the darkness that is our community. We all travel, and we all traveled to this place. But when we leave this place, may we leave ready to go in a different direction, changed by our encounter with each other and our encounter at the table. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.